Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your savings are with Zurich. Visit zurich.ie to find out more.
Now, it should be good news for renters that the Oireachtas has passed the Residential Tenancies Bill. The new law extends protections until mid-July for those renting who have lost income due to COVID-19. But, says the housing charity Threshold, it has actually removed protections for other groups of renters who are in arrears, and it now places them at risk of losing their homes. Well, John Mark McCafferty is the CEO of Threshold, and he joins us now on the line. John Mark, thank you for joining us this evening. You might remind us what protections are in place for renters in arrears at the moment.
Good afternoon, Sarah. Well, I suppose there are a number of pieces of protections. One is the 5 kilometre, or related to the 5 kilometre restrictions, and that's a blanket moratorium on evictions while that still stands. But that will come to an end if there's a change in the 5 kilometre restrictions, and I guess we're still waiting on word on that. The other is in relation to arrears generally, and I suppose yesterday in the Oireachtas there was the bill was passed whereby only those who have lost income as a direct result of COVID-19 restrictions are covered, but they also have to have been registered as a relevant person with the RTB. And our concern is, well, one, with obviously the if there's a change in the 5 kilometre rule, that does have implications for a wider coverage. And then secondly, I think what's important to say is that you know, there will be people who may have lost income as a result of the COVID-19 restrictions, but may not have registered as a relevant person with the RTB. It is quite convoluted, complex legislation for people to follow. And also, if people have arrears generally, but that aren't related to COVID-19 related drops in income, they are no longer protected.
All right. So for people listening then who may be concerned about their own situation, it does seem from everything that we've heard from leaks from Cabinet and the NEFID meeting that the 5 kilometre limit is going to be extended. What does that mean for renters, or do we know if that means anything for renters at the moment?
Well, if it's being extended as in it goes from 5 kilometres to, say, the county, then the connection with a blanket ban on evictions, that falls, because the blanket ban on evictions was through legislation last year was tied to the 5 kilometre restriction, and that was related to the fact that, you know, we needed to minimise movement, and so it was a public health measure that if we were minimising movement to the kind of most extreme level, then surely people couldn't be expected to, you know, face eviction and try and find and kind of make homes elsewhere in that context.
Okay. So by that measure, then, it sounds like it is likely that the blanket ban on evictions is likely to fall. As you say, there will not be a blanket ban on evictions if that 5 kilometre limit is lifted. What about then, if we can go into a little more detail on those who are in arrears but have lost income due to COVID-19? That's what this bill is going to be doing. It's going to be extending until July protections for people in that situation. You're saying it won't protect all the people in that situation?
Yeah, so I mean, look, it's welcome that it will, for people in that cohort, it will, you know, that's a welcome protection throughout to mid July. However, if your arrears are not related to COVID-19 loss of income, you're not covered. And also, just because you've lost income due to COVID-19, you know, loss of income, and you're in arrears, if you have not registered with the RTB and are linking in with MABS as a relevant person as defined in the legislation, then you are not covered, and you may not know that you're not covered. I think the government tried their best to let people know that if people were covered by this loss of income due to the COVID-19 pandemic, that they would have a level of protection. But in order to be eligible for that, they do have to register as a relevant person with the RTB. And some people may not know that they have to do that.
And in your experience, or in terms of the people that you're speaking to, John Mark, do you think there would be many people in that situation who are renting who haven't registered as a relevant person through the RTB?
We believe so, because, you know, we've more than 100 cases open for tenants that fall into the, you know, that first category of that they have not lost income as a result of COVID-19 arrears. And then for others, they've been getting in touch and they haven't heard of the stipulation to register with the RTB. Now, the government were at pains to kind of get written information out to all holders of leases and the landlords. But, you know, there's a lot of change and there's a lot of information out there in this kind of current environment. So it's understandable that people won't necessarily know all of the ins and outs of what is fairly complex legislation. Mm-hmm. Let's face it, there's a lot of moving parts to residential tenancies acts.
Okay, so just finally then, if there are people that who are concerned, who are facing arrears, who might be worried about eviction, you have a helpline?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we provide a free helpline, 1800 454 454. It's open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, and we are there to advise people if they are renting and worried about their rental, or worried about maybe losing their home, especially at a time where there's a number of changes with regard to the protections for tenancies. So that's 1800 454 454, and it's 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday to Friday, Sarah.
All right, John Mark McCafferty, CEO of Threshold, thank you very much for joining us this evening.